Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title.
Yes, hi, my name is Taryn Jackson. I'm the Director of Editorial and Brand Engagement for PBS.
Awesome. And we are talking about the PBS Short Film Festival. It's going to return so July 15th through the 26th. And that'll be, and is that going to be on PBS on TV or through your apps or all the above?
So it is going to be on all of our digital platforms. So you will be able to enjoy all of the films on the PBS app, as well as our website, pbs.org/filmfestival. We also have a dedicated PBS Short Film Festival Facebook page, and they will also be on our PBS YouTube channel.
Cool. And just a couple more overview questions first before we get to the lineup. What year are we in now, and what's sort of like the mission when it started?
Yeah, so I cannot believe I'm saying this, but we are in year 13.
Oh
this
my
is
gosh.
Our 13th year doing the PBS Short Film Festival. We started back in 2012, and it was an effort to really celebrate and highlight independent filmmakers and independent filmmaking. You know, we have always at PBS done a great job of amplifying the voices of filmmakers, and especially independent filmmakers, but we didn't do it in a festival type way. You know, there were certain documentaries and other, you know, films that were scheduled throughout the schedule, you know, so that people could enjoy. I believe it used to be mainly on Monday evenings, but it depended on your local PBS station. But we thought that it would be nice to have a curated list of films that people could enjoy all in the same place. And to get as many in as possible, we felt like a short film festival was best. So that was our thinking in 2012, and I think we were onto something because now we are in year 13.
Fantastic. And one more overview question. What's the overarching theme this year? I know last year it was what, Stories in Bloom, but what's it this year?
This year, our theme is story time. We wanted to take it back and just celebrate the art of short form storytelling. You know, it is very different than other types of storytelling to tell a complete and impactful story with just, you know, somewhere between 8 to 12 minutes. There's an art form to that. So we wanted to celebrate that this year.
Fantastic. All right. So without further ado, let's go into some of the movies. And I know there's no time to go into all of them, obviously, because there's a ton of how many total did you say?
We have 15 films this year.
Yeah, 15. And so I'll make sure to, you know, put all of the information, all those, you know, the log lines and summaries of all of them on in the web article. But let's hit a couple highlights here, and let's do, I know there's like four different genre or categories, if you want to call it that. So yeah, let's start with environment. What's a highlight film, a standout film that would fall under the environment category?
You know what? I'm going to go with Boca Chica. This is presented by Real South. So this talking about an unrestricted access to beaches, you know, and how that's a public right in Texas. But for the little known, magical and untamed, there's a stretch of beach called Boca Chica. Right? That's right. It's curtailed when SpaceX takes flight. It's really, really cool. So this film uncovers the mesmerizing beauty of this fragile coastline. So it's just one of the two beautiful films that we have in the environment category that I think that everyone will truly enjoy.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. And then how about, what's another category? How about the family category? That might be the one maybe with arguably the most in there, but yeah, pluck out a real big highlight in the family.
Okay. This is tough, Jason. All right.
No,
I'm going to
really
go
hard.
With, I'm going to go with The Ballad of May Rose, presented by Louisiana Public Broadcasting. I'm going to go with that because this is our first ever musical that is going to be presented in the PBS Short Film Festival. I am so interested to see what viewers think about this film, because this story, it's a creative musical, but it portrays a serious story in a new way. So after Edwin Gray loses his first wife, he finds himself at the funeral of his child, Rose May, who despite suspicion, falls prey to a plague. So it's a really interesting kind of like whodunit type of musical. So I'm really interested to, you know, to see what everyone thinks about that one.
That sounds cool. All right. How about the heroes category? I feel like for the last 15, 20 years, you know, our pop culture has been obsessed with superheroes. So this is a perfect category. So yeah, what do we have in under heroes?
Yeah, so this is a little different. You know, this is our first time presenting a heroes category, so I'm real excited. I would say one of the highlights, and let me tell you, I want everyone to check out all the films, but one of the highlights, Saving Superman. This one is presented by Illinois Public Media. So this is about a man living in Chicago. He's 57 years old and he is on the autism spectrum, and his actual living quarters and his living situation is being threatened. And so this story talks about how the town comes together as a community to help save where he lives. And so this story just really tugs at the heartstrings, and I think people are really going to enjoy it.
Oh wow, and he's a part of their big 4th of July parade for like the last 30 years, right? So he's an integral
Absolutely.
part, a real life Superman.
Yeah, yes. And so it's just so well done, so well told, and I'm telling you, it's one of those where you walk away and you think about it long after you watched it.
Awesome, awesome. All right, maybe time for one more. The fourth and
Okay.
final category, society. I guess I'm assuming, sort of more social commentary themed
Yeah.
films. But yeah, what's one we want to highlight in here?
All right. Well, I'm gonna go a little heavy. So there's a film called Underground. This is presented by ITVS, and this film covers the what happens a lot of times in the New York City subways. And this is about a heavy topic of harassment and assault. And so, you know, there's a no, not a lot of space, you know, and everyone's public space, you know, is invaded when you're on a subway system. So this is about how so many crimes can take place right in broad daylight or right in the eyes of so many people, but they don't even notice it because everyone is so crammed into a subway train. And what's interesting about this film, you know, this is a very important subject matter that needs to be discussed. But then the way that the filmmakers did it, they used mixed media, so where you would normally see an ad or some type of I don't know billboard in a metro station, they use that and turn that into video, and that's where you see the people pop up to tell their story. So it's a very interesting way to do this, and so I think that is one that stands out in the society category.
Oh wow, that is going to be powerful. Well, folks, like we said, that's only scratching the surface of all of the different, dozens of movies here that are a dozen. What is it? 50, you said 15
15, yes.
that are going to be playing. So we'll link to the whole thing and check out the lineup on PBS.org. I have enough to work with, I guess. So before we go, just pretend I'm not here and speak directly to our listeners. Invite them to tune in. Be like, hey, DMV. If you want to see some exciting short films, tune in. Whatever you want to say, but talk directly to them.
All right. Well, hello, DMV area. I am so excited to let you know about the launch of the 13th annual PBS Short Film Festival. From July 15th through July 26th, we are going to celebrate story time. These 15 independent films selected, they were selected for their impact and stories that reflect a variety of American cultures, families, and experiences. So we hope that you come and enjoy the films and you see yourself or someone you love represented in at least one. And I'm looking forward to sharing these films with you July 15th, anywhere you enjoy PBS programming, all of our digital platforms. Thank you.
Awesome. Again, it is the PBS, the 13th annual. Let's get that in there. 13th annual PBS Short Film Fest, returning Monday, July 15th through Friday, July 26th. Get ready for it's story time. Get ready for some story time. All right. Hey, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you.